Hello, everyone, and welcome to Root Tap Radio, the Green Witches podcast to all things flora, fauna, and spiritual. I'm your host, Bree, and every week we'll cover topics to help feed you in knowledge and in spirit.
I just wanted to jump in here and apologize in advance for the audio in this podcast episode because I didn't realize until I was already done that I had used the internal mic on my computer, which has absolutely no sound filter. So unfortunately, you will be hearing little tidbits of my partner putting away dishes or my kids jumping around the house. I thought I would be safe recording in the basement, and I think I would have been if I would have used the correct mic, but I didn't realize until it was too late. Also, it was brought to my attention that last episode there were too long of a space between certain subject matters. I had actually intended to put sound there and couldn't find a sound that I was settled on and forgot to go back in and edit those spaces out, so I apologize for that. And with that, we will get on to this week's content. Thank you so much.
Merry meet, witches and friends. This week's episode took a sharp turn. I had written an entire episode and was about to record it when I woke up and saw that a monument I care very much about was soon to be under attack. So, in the Green Witch way, I decided to swap it for a little activism. Today we'll have a chat about Stonehenge and the significant role it plays not only in kelp, pagan, and druid paths, but in all spirituality. Settle in, grab a drink, and let's talk. Stonehenge is a prehistoric monument located on the Salisbury Plain in Wiltshire, England. It's a ring of standing stones that are each about 13 foot high. The stones are set in a series of earthworks and burial grounds. There's a lot of mystery and debate around Stonehenge, so the points I may bring up may not be the ones that you know, as I'm very focused on the spiritual aspects, but they're certainly not all the theories surrounding the place. That just adds to its significance for me, but I love a puzzle. Stonehenge is a religious site and was presumed as an expression of power and wealth of the chieftains, aristocrats, and priests who had it built, and those people are rumored to be the inhabitants of the burial site surrounding it. Stonehenge was built in six different stages from 3000 to 1520 BCE. It's unique because it was formed in the New Stone Age, or Neolithic era, with cut stones from a remote location about 100 to 150 miles away. How those stones got there, we have absolutely no idea. Or if the ancients trudged all those huge stones that far, we don't know the reason. The stones in the circle are aligned with the sun, and it was thought to be used for celestial observation and farming calendar. Or perhaps the site was dedicated to the world of the ancestors. Or perhaps it was a healing center, or maybe a confederation center, or a place to predict eclipses. Or territory marking. I told you there's a lot of theories, but I could absolutely see it being all of these things. Many scholars believe that Stonehenge was a druid temple, and I personally think that if we look back to the fact that druids were diviners, healers, priests, and the right-hand person to the chief, there'd be no question that no matter what the site's purpose was, there were druids all over that thing. The new source Britannica is doubtful it was used by the ancient druids because it was formed nearly 2,000 years before Caesar ever recorded that druids existed. So here's my problem with that line of logic. One, history is always told by the victors. Two, it stands to reason that if the druids were established enough for Caesar to record about them, that they had been around a while and played a large cultural significance. And three, druids passed down their practices by apprenticeship and oral tradition. They could have commissioned this whole dang operation and there would have never been anything written about it. Sadly, we don't have anything to allow the ancient druids to speak for themselves now. Stonehenge physically aligns with the sun on the summer and winter solstices, and many travel to the site to celebrate the turn of the wheel of the year. To quote druid leader and activist King Arthur Pendragon, not the one you're thinking of, quote, "It's a time of change, and hope is renewed. The same message, really, from a pagan perspective as from a Christian perspective. That's what this season is all about, a message of hope," end quote. In addition to a significance to the Wheel of the Year, Stonehenge is also the convergent of 14 major ley lines. That's L-E-Y, not L-A-Y. Ley lines are much like latitude and longitude in that they're invisible lines that crisscross along the globe. Ley lines, however, are dotted with monuments and natural landforms, and they carry rivers of supernatural power. The places the lines intersect are pockets of concentrated energy that can be accessed by individuals. Another point that is a ley line convergence is the Great Pyramids of Giza, places that baffle archaeologists with their mysteries. These can also be referred to as one of the Earth's chakra points. As you can tell, this means Stonehenge is a powerful convergence force. With all this information, I say with a heavy heart today that Stonehenge is facing trouble. For 3 decades, spiritual sects, local activists, and archaeologists have been fighting Highways England, England Heritage, and the National Trust to not dig into the site. Transport Secretary plans to partly bury the A303 in a tunnel by Stonehenge. For traffic, this will change the, quote, traffic-choked road into West Country into a dual carriage, which I interpret to mean as a 4-lane road, before going down a 2-mile tunnel. For Stonehenge, this means irreparable damage. The site is 5 kilometers long, and the tunnel will be 3 kilometers long. So that means both ends will be smack in the middle of the sacred site. Archaeologists say this will cause total destruction to the remains in its path, once again erasing valuable history in the name of modern convenience. I urge you to research more, but if you have no need and wish to add your name to a petition to stop the road and tunnel from being built, I'll add the link in the show notes. This is being decided this week, November 9th through the 15th, so please act quickly. As this week's show was put together more quickly, I will not have a famous witch in history, but I do have 2 herbs that both have origins in the UK and were used by the Druids, both modern and ancient, to fit nicely with our subject matter. Our first herb is yarrow. Yarrow, or holy herb, was used by the Druids as a divination tool. It's associated with the sun, midsummer, the astrological signs of Cancer, Aries, Leo, and Capricorn. Its ruling elements are air and water, and it's ruled by the planet Venus. Yarrow is basically the meme of Xena, the warrior princess, screaming, "I'm a delicate fucking flower." Yarrow is used in a wide variety of ways for things like love, courage, divination, release rituals, healing, and protection. You could use the dried flowers in an amulet to banish fear, add it to tea for divination, use it in smoke cleansings to banish negativity, or add it to your bath for psychic awareness. Our second herb is meadowsweet. Meadowsweet is sacred to the Druids not only for its medicinal uses but for its good energy. Meadowsweet was used to flavor mead or wine. It would be scattered around churches during weddings and put into the bride's garland. It was believed to bring peace and harmony to the home if gathered on midsummer. Medicinally, meadowsweet has been used for pain, inflamed eyes, sores, and ulcers. Magically, they were excellent for divining after a robbery. If your home was robbed, you'd take a flower and put it in a glass of water. If the flower sunk, your robber was male. If it floated, the robber was female. As I said, there won't be a famous witch in history this week because of how impromptu the episode was. And I try to be very thorough when presenting someone's life. If you'd like, I'd suggest checking out the man behind a lot of the protests to save Stonehenge, Druid King Arthur Pendragon. I'll leave his website link in the show notes as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I hope that this episode has inspired you to help the cause, or at least it was informative for you. Be well and practice some self-care this week. You deserve it. You can follow me on social media at @roop_tap_radio on Instagram, Facebook, or you can write me at roottap_radio@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead, and until next time, Merry Part, my friends.